From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. On the outskirts of Riyadh, buyers and sellers gather every day to trade in dromedaries. The Saudi Arabian capital is home to one of the largest camel markets in the world. It's a big business in a country whose people once relied on camels for transportation, and where some regard the beast fondly as a reminder of simpler times. From Riyadh, NPR's Kate Seeley reports.
A milky white camel groans angrily as it's lifted by crane out of a truck and settled gently in the sand before a group of prospective buyers. The seller shouts out the camel's starting price. 7,000 Saudi riyals, or almost $2,000. That's a pittance in a country where camels are highly valued for their beauty, speed, stamina, and milk. Some racing camels can sell for as much as $1 million. Here at Janadria, thousands of camels are kept in a sprawl of pens and corrals. Every afternoon, customers gather at a central market to check out the product. Some camels are destined for dairies, the older ones for slaughterhouses. Still others are snapped up by collectors. Customer Mohamed Dusseri says he especially loves the Mujahim, black camels from the region around Riyadh. Look at the face. It's very handsome, he says. This camel has a long neck and a strong body. For Saudis, a camel is no ordinary beast. Historically, many Saudis were nomads or Bedouin who lived in the desert. Their main means of survival was the camel. Buyer Mohamed El Urabi says the animal has played a key role in Saudi culture and history. This is our origin, he says. One must love one's origins. For many Saudis, the camel is a symbol of a simpler, less complicated past. Saudi Arabia is among the world's most traditional and conservative cultures. Historically poor, the kingdom was catapulted into the modern world in a relatively short span of time after the discovery of oil some 70 years ago. It's been a difficult adjustment for some, says 26-year-old camel owner Awad Mana. As a result, he adds, some Saudis have returned to life in the desert, something he says he may have to consider in the future. Life is confusing, says Mana, and uncertain. But if we run out of oil, we can always return to our traditional ways. Despite their oil wealth, Saudis have seen their standard of living drop significantly in the last 10 years as the economy has stagnated. Seated next to his father's camel corral on the edge of the market, 29-year-old Naif Otebi says he's lucky to have a job. He's an officer in the army, but he still has worries.
In the future, we don't have any idea about it, you know what I mean? And we wish, and everybody wishes, to be the future more nice, you know what I mean?
His father, 60-year-old Fahad Otebi, admits these are especially difficult times. Last May, a triple suicide bombing in Riyadh shattered the country's relative calm. We have a problem with Al-Qaeda, says Otebi, but the government is strong and it will succeed. Some here say the kingdom is facing its gravest internal crisis ever. All the more reason, says the father, to spend time at the camel market. Here, he says, he feels far from the country's problems. I have my camels, my milk, and my dates, he adds. What more do I need? Kate Seeley, NPR News, Riyadh.